v'hanizomim v'yatabois, has the bracelets, different jewelry. Harehen kechol ha'kelim hanetolim v'chotzer. The abulach, like all kelim that you light a touch, move around in a chotzer. Shashrein kechol ha'kelim, afal pi shos alotzei spen l'shus rabim, even though you're not allowed to wear them, and walk outside Rishus Rabbim with them. We'll see the Paraglet of Bamisha. Why? Because the Mina Paraglet of Bamisha, Yoitzik Zerah Dil Mishalfi, we're afraid maybe that the Isha will take it off, or Machve, and show it to her friends. Miyu Teres Kliyalem, Avad the jewelry, have a shame Kliyonit. Or Mutila Tautlon, you're allowed to be Metautlit. Shaloike Derech Mamish, even though you're not wearing it, it's time to walk around with it, holding it in the Chotzer, you're allowed to. The Yomarula Maitam, Zakrula, what's the reason you're allowed to walk around, touch his jewelry, hoyel v'ikoteres kli alei, since it has a shem kli on it, his achinami hoyel v'ikoteres kli alei. This sharpie, even though used it with neft, but since it has a shem kli, it's mutet metalkin. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Baruch Rachmona, the like seifei Rav l'Rav Avia. His Baruch Hashem that Rav did not able to get the Rav Avia angry. He was, he didn't embarrass him. So tomorrow, Romi lay Abaye le Rabba. Abaye is an Esther Kasha to Rabbi, Esther Stira. Tanya, we had before in the Mishnah, Moisar Hashem and Shebener, the leftover oil that's in the Nair. Because if you have a Nair that was burning at Shabbos, and when the Nair goes out, what's the loch of the leftover Shemen, the Shebekara, leftover Shemen in the plate, is also. Like Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama, Blives Muksa, that we say, Migul Diskatsoy Leben Hashmoshis is called the Skulukula Shabbos. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, the menorah was lit, the Nair was lit, so therefore it's Muksa then. Even though later when the fire goes out, still we say the Shemen remains Muksa the whole Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Mata. Rabbi Shimon says no, when the Nair goes out, it becomes Muta. So the Gemara Alma, we see from this Mishnah, the Rabbi Shimon less le Muksa. According to Rabbi Shimon, it does know from this Muksa, that the Lashna Muksa here in the Gemara means it does know from this cloud of Migud is Katsur le Ben Hashmosh is Katsur le Kulu Yoimi. Even though Bishas the Nair is lit when the fire was burning, Rabbi Shimon's also Moida, the Shemen is Muksa, and even the Shemen that falls out, that's Metaftif to the bottom, is also Muksa. At the more before said, because that's called Huxel Mitzvosoi. But I call upon him when it goes out, there's no more Mitzvah, he does know from the cloud of Muksa, Migdus Katsoi, she remain also the Hoshabis. So you see, Rabbi Shimon is more Mekel than Hilchas Muksa. Rabbi Minu, the Kashran is. Rabbi Shimon Oimez, the Gemara in Beit Zed says, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Shein Mumo Nika Merav Yomtiv Ein Zem In HaMuchin. He's talking about Hilchas Bechor. The loch of a Bechor is that it's one of the Matanis Kuna. It's a behema that gives birth, the first child it has, it's called a Bechor. You have to give it to a Kohen. Now it has a din, a korban to it. That Metchila, when it's a tam, you have to bring it for korban. When it gets a mum in it, a bechor that has a mum, the locher is, the kohen's allowed to eat it. It has no more din hakrov, it has no more din korban on it. But instead of just like a regular behemoth that a kohen owns, and he's allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. Now it's a shiloh, can you shecht this bechor that got its mum on Yom Tov? As before Yom Tov, the bechor didn't have a mum, so the bechor is not oimet to shecht on Yom Tov, because Yom Tov you don't bring it for korban. So zicha like muksi didn't have that to use this behemoth for Yom Tov. Now in the middle of Yom Tov, it got a mum. So the Mishnah says, Kol Shein Mumay Nika Merav Yom Tif, if the Mum was not here from before Yom Tif, we didn't pass the nice, that this Bechor has a Mum, that a coin is allowed to shecht it, is Ein Zemen Amuchin. Now on Yom Tif, you're not allowed to use this behemah. So Shver, according to Rabbi Shimon, now that it gets a Mum on Yom Tif, so now that it's not Muksa, now it's Roy Itit, it's Roy to Shecht, why don't we say, even though at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was Muksa, but now when it got its Mum, it should become Muta? So tomorrow, Hochi Yashe, what's Fatsushtel is this? Hosom over there, by Ner, our Halachi and Shabbos, Odom Yoshiva Mitzapa, Emesaitich Beneroi. A person is waiting to see when the Ner will go out. He's Matchil, he knows he only lit the menorah, the Ner, that it should light for 2-3 hours. And he's waiting afterwards, then when it goes out, he wants to use the Shemen. So he has das, like the beginning of Shabbos, to use the Shemen later, therefore it's not called Muksa. It wasn't Maksim Idaita not to use the Shemen the whole Shabbos. Ma'ashenkin Hocha by Yibchor is Adam Yoshev Mitzapim Mosa Yipo Bamum. Does a person sit and wait when a Mum will come onto the behemoth? A Mum means something happens to it. It has to lose its leg, or it has to have a split in its lip. Something has to happen to it. Is that a sore? A person waits for a mum to come. Vaita, meimer omer, the person will say, mi yemed enofa be mumma. Who says a mum will come at all? Fim tim tzalaymed enofa be mumma. And I feel you want to say, no, it's shriach, it's oimid, for a mum to come on a behema. Even in this yomtif, is vaita mi yemed enofa be mum kavua? Who says the mum will be such a good mum that oiska passing yalare shechtis bechor, even not for korban? There are different type of mum that come on the behema. There's a mum that's not kavua, that means it goes away in a few days. And there's a mum kavua that stays lo'olam. So a mum that stays lo'olam, that's called a mum in the bechor, that now the kohen doesn't have to bring it for korban, he's allowed to shecht it. Jesus says this mum is going to be a mum kavua. And I feel you want to say, yes, the Bailam is the Kohen is waiting for a mum kavua to fall on his bechor, because he wants to be able to shecht and eat the bechor the way it is, without bringing it for korban. Who says he's going to find the chochim, a mumcha, to be matter the bechor? The halacha is, when you have a bechor, you have to have a special mumcha to be matter it. They say that this mum is called the mum kavua. So therefore, you have so many miyemas, it's not oimed for the bechor to become mutter on Yom Tov. Therefore, the person has no das at all before Yom Tov to eat this meat. Mashenke, in there, since you know it's going to go out after 2 or 3 hours, you have das to use it for later. So if you shim and hold, that's not called muksa. Rashi, kavi b'chor koi, miyem adin ezakik loy chochem, sheim tse chochem, sheyiskuk loy biyomtif. Liroi says mum kavu hu aloy. Who says you're going to find the chochem to come on yomtif and look to be matter the mum? Maybe a mumcha won't come. Freti gemor vayta, mosiv romi b'chomo, frekorim b'chomo makash, even on this verse. You want to say that a b'chor is different because who says we'll find the chochem to be matter the mum on yomtif? For the Gemara, you see, we are saying mechandis. For what is the halacha mishnah laid in Shabbos? Mefirin adoram b'Shabbos. If an isha made a neder, l'moshu she's not going to eat cholent anymore. She made a neder on Friday. For the rest of her life, she's not going to eat cholent, but she's not going to eat food on Shabbos. If the halacha baal, when he hears about this neder on Shabbos, he's allowed to be made for the neder on Shabbos. So the Gemara l'tzorech haShabbos. As if it's such a neder nageya to tzorech haShabbos, like you're saying, she asked him not to eat food on Shabbos. So it's Torah HaShabbos for it to eat it. When the Baal hears about this neder on Shabbos, he's allowed to be made for it. Is a kasha v'yamai. Leima miyema demezatik le Baal. Heis l'churi, even after the Baal is matter the neder, but the food should remain muksa. At before Shabbos, the Isha was maksada, she says she's not going to eat cholent anymore. She made a neder tasa cholent on herself. Come to say cholent is like muksa, she has no doubt at all to eat it. See, even though in the middle of Shabbos now the Baal is matarit, and the Issa Neder goes off it, Baal's Muksa, L'chur, she was Makatzadah, she made a Maisa not eating, of Matzchav Yadayim, this food. So why do we say it's Mutta, like Vaita? Let's say, who says the Baal will come to be matarit, to be made for it, just like we're saying by a Bechor or Baal Mum. Even though the Mum comes on Yom Tif, it's still Osa, because he had no Das to use it for the yomtiv, because who says a chochem imatarit? Here also, who told the isha before and the baal will come to imatarit? So Rashi, if yamai muteris lecho v'afilu shor lo baal, even if the baal is yematar the neder, or belisasa, still we should asa the food. Why lo? Mishum muksa, the food should remain muksa. Do as chodaito, she was mesiach das from the food. The yomro, and let's say miyema the mezakek lo baal. At the beginning, before Shabbos, she made the neder, so she asked this food, like she was Masir Das, not to eat this food, not to touch the food. So the food should remain muksa now. And the Gemara name, Ho Sam Kedurah Pinchas, by Nedorim, it's like a Pinchas Halacha, Mishmei Derova. The Yomara Pinchas Mishmei Derova. Kol Ha Noideres, Al Das Maile Hino Deres. Hey, when Anisha makes a neder, she's never really Samech Das to ask with the Lev Shalom. She's only Samech that when the Baal hears about it, if the Baal will make the nether, Mekayim the nether, then the nether should be Chal. But she's always had Gemir's Das, maybe the Baal will matter it. Therefore, before Shabbos, when she asked for the food, she didn't ask it for Lev Sholem. Therefore, when the Baal is matter it on Shabbos, it doesn't remain Muksa. Trash Yadav, Baila Almanas, Im Yirtzah Baal. She only made the nether, Almanas, the Baal is Nicho. The Som Cholei, the Mizdakik Lebi Yom Shomon, Shizicha has Das, when Isha makes a nether, that she knows, I'm waiting to hear what my Baal will say. So therefore, we have to see what the Baal says. When the Baal hears about it on Shabbos, and he's made for it, it becomes mutter. Therefore, this food is be called muchet. So Taisus, the Miyem, the Zakul Baal, yes, the Kasha, the Afagav, the Taima, midomi hosu vadloi mizdakak lechokrim shein roi mumu biyomtiv. He has to cash back head. The geto b'chor is also for the chochem to look at the mum. You're not allowed to, it's called like a mlocha. You're not allowed to look at the mum. So therefore, chochem won't do it. Ma'asherin kini a baal to be made from the dorm, since it's mut to be made from the dorm on Shabbos, avad the baal would be made for. What's it sushtel? V'yeshloi meant for toises, the baal nam lo nichol es dakik de zimne de shor in the dorm shenodil and va mitzvah. Hey, it's only mut for baal to be made for in the dorm of Surah HaShabbos. Food, the Isha made a nether not to eat food. The Baal's allowed to be matter the nether, she can eat food, made for the nether. But Shenken, if she made in the dorm, the gate to Dva Mitzvah, then it's also for the Baal to be made for this nether on Shabbos. So the Baal also won't want to be made for the dorm on Shabbos because he's afraid maybe it's going to be such a nether that he's not allowed to be made for. That's one svar. The Tosfos Sharm says another svar here, the dorm is worse, the Dachli B'Yadayim, Hoylon Lesser, Kihosim. Here, before Shabbos, the Isha made the nether. So she was like, Dachi Bedaim, she put this food away from her das, have no das tida at all on Shabbos. Therefore, it should be like a bigger muksa. But Hashem came Bechor, there was no Dichu B'Yadayim. Bechor was just a svara. She had, the Kohen had no das to use it before Yom Tiv, since there was no mum. But it wasn't Matzchi B'Yadayim. Mashen came by the door when Isha asked this food not to eat from before Shabbos. She's like matche b'yadayim. She pushes the food away from her. That's the biggest svara in muksa. So mele here, which is lecha say a svara in mi yayim and the zakeh global. And if the Gemara knows, as far from the Pinchas is svara, and Isha only made the nether al menas the baal is nicha with the nether. But on the side the baal is not nicha with the nether, she never made it. So therefore, it's easy to be matrit on Shabbos and doesn't really muksa. Not only a baal, any person that made a neder could go to a chokham to be matan neder on Shabbos or tzorech Shabbos for Shabbos. If you ask it food not seen on Shabbos and now it comes Shabbos, you let it go to chokham to be matan neder. Here it's shver v'yamayin leimim v'yemim nezakak lechokham. It's a regular person. It's not a isha to a husband. It's a regular person, and he has to go to a regular chokhan to matre neder. But since before Shabbos, he asked food. Let's say this food now is muksa. He has no das to touch this food on Shabbos. So she remain muksa. And even though the chokhan is matre on Shabbos, still she blei bosa. And the Gemara, hosa miloi mizak glei chokhan sagle begimul hajetis. His halacha is to be matre nedorim, metchila, he's supposed to go to a chokhan. If you can't find the chacham though, you let it go even to Gimel Hejetus, three regular people. So that's pshita that you'll be able to find on Shabbos three regular people. It's only by the bechor where you have to go to a chacham, a big talmud chacham. That's a svara. Who says you find one? Who says he'll want to do it on Yom Tov? But here by Nedarim to be mati, you go to any three people. It's zicha svara, a person like the same Mechdaf before Shabbos, that Lui Tzuya, I changed my mind and I want to eat this food on Shabbos, I'll be mati neder, and I'll be mutter. So that's why it doesn't remain muksa. Shrash yochim miyema v'edjoytas le'motzele mishrei le'bchor, ela b'mum ha'yudua l'chok g'oim chus reiver. His Rashi is by warning Yishal, the Tais also is, that by Bechor, Hedjit is also allowed to be matrit. But that's only if it's a mum kavua that everybody knows, the Moshe Mechus Reber, if his leg came off. Everybody knows that's a mum, then even Gimla Jetas could be matrit. But if you have a mum that's not borer, you need a Shalish Chochem, then only a Chochem could be matrit and not three people. So therefore it's harder to find a Chochem than it is to find three Hedjitas, three normal people, regular people, to be matrit in the Durham. Therefore, it's good that by Bechor Reb Shimon holds for Mukseh, because it's the biggest for Yom Sir Das. It's not so shkiach, it's very hard to find the Chochem. Mashenke by the Durm, since you could have three people, three Matrit, he is Moedin, it's not Mukseh. Moedin. Romi le Yabai le Reb Yosef. Abai yes the Kasha to Reb Yosef. Mi Yom Reb Shimon. Is it true that according to Reb Shimon, we had a Diyah, Kovsa Mutl Tautla. This Nair, Kozuman, it's called the Nair that was lit on Shabbos. When it goes out, the leftover shemen you're allowed to use is not muksa. Tzadiya kovsa in, only because the nair went out. Avalei kovsa loy, if the nair did not go out, it calls them on the nair is burning, you're not allowed to move the nair on Shabbos. Is my time up? What kind of muksa? Why is Abshimu Moide that b'shas the nair is burning on Shabbos, you're not allowed to move the nair? You say it's churus for a duma, but how did it not get lo kovsa? Because we're afraid, while you're moving it, maybe you go out. So you're going to be doing an issa. So Machm is the Issa, that's why you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. For the Gemara, no. For Shamin Lele Reb Shimon, we know Reb Shimon, she there is the Yom HaDover Shenim Skavin Muta. Since you're not Mechavin to put it out, it goes out like by itself, HaDover Shenim Skavin, it's not a psik ratio, it's Muta Mechil to do it on Shabbos. So here, why should a person be afraid not to move the Nair when it's lit? Avada, he moves it nice and slowly. So minastam, it's not going to go out. Even if it goes out while he's moving, if he wasn't nechavin to put it out, shablai muta goma to do it. So why, according to Reb Shimon, is the ner muksa? Titanya raya, Reb Shimon, I'm a gurur, or the person's a lot of drag. Kisa, a chair, mita, bel, a bed, visavsol, a stool. Even on Shabbos, on top of ground. And it's a shayla there, when you move it on the ground, you're making a charitz, which is a malach of charisha. And still it's mutter, b'vatz, lo yischavin, lasas charitz. And B, you have no kavanah to make a charitz, so it comes mutter. So you see, if you don't have kavanah, it remains mutter. So here also, the lamp, the ner, what a, why is it also to move it? When it's burning, if it goes out, you're not mechavin to put it out, so it should be mutter. And the Gemara, the Chilim wants to say a new svara. I'll tell you like this. When does Reb Shimon say a dove sheni miskaven is muta? Tavka kol heicho, tichi michaven iki suri raisa. When he had the ferish a kavone, a dove laib, and he said the raisa, that's where Reb Shimon is moida. That's where Reb Shimon is moida, a dove sheni miskaven is awesome. Chi michaven iki suri di raisa, ki den, we say, ki loy michaven, gozer. Reb Shimon mid rabbonin. That like here, the Havimina is that if you make the kibui with kavona, you're doing an Issa D'Raisa. So therefore, even though now that you're not mechapen to put out the nair, still will blive awesome in the Rabbonin. Vashenk in the Chesh before of Harisha, where you're being gurish, schlepping a chair, there the Svaras called Hechadachim Mechavan, Ikis with the Rabbonin. There, even if you, when you're dragging along the chair on the ground, even if it would be Mechavan to make a Harisha, to make a hole, when you're moving it in the ground, you're indenting there, that still wouldn't blive in the Sidiraisa. Like Rashi says, because it's only Kalachayad, it's only Yeshinui. That's not the Derek how to make Harisha. The Derek to make Harisha is to take a shovel and plow on the ground. But this is not a derech harisha. So here I say, kiloi mechavin shari Hashem l'chilo. If you don't have kavanah, when you're dragging the chair, you don't have kavanah to make the charitz, your only kavanah is just to pull the chair, maybe there Reb Shimon is moida. Ve'nechnami, in the case by us, by kibui, where if you have kavanah to put out the nair, be an issa d'raisa, maybe there Reb Shimon is moida, it's osim d'rabonin to do it, when you're not mechavin. So the Gemara, no, still not, still that's not emes. Most of Rabba, people that are selling suits, selling begodim, and even a shalu where the suits have sharpness in it, you're not allowed to wear it, still moichur and kedakin, they're allowed to put it on just to show how it looks. It's too sunny outside, they shouldn't have kavanah when they're putting it on, they're putting it up to make shade, to keep the sun off them. Because if they have hanor from the beged, that's an issa sharpness. So therefore you're allowed to wear the beged, but not with kavanah to have hanor. Since it's ain't a miskaven for the hanor, therefore it's muta. Who are dinu b'gishamim? If it's raining outside, mevnei ha-gishamim. You can't have kavanah to have hanor from the gishamim. For you have tznuim, though, the people nachmirim mafshilim b'makal acharayim. They throw the beggar just in back of them. Is the kasha for hoch over here? Tichi mechaven yisuru d'irai sikah. If the person wearing this beged now of sharpness would have kavanah to have anor from the beged, he'll be over nisid yiraisa, and still Reb Shimon holds kiloy mechavein, when he doesn't have kavanah for the hanor, shari Reb Shimon lechetchilo. According to Reb Shimon, it's mutim mechilo. So you see, even if you have kavanah, you'd be doing a nisid yiraisa, but now that you're not mechavein to do the yisa, and Avad is talking about was not a psik reisha, it's mutim mechilo. So it's Rik Shveh here, why does Reb Shimon hold when the nair is burning? That there should be laiba muksum. What are we afraid about? You're moving it around now, for the purpose of having or of earning Shabbos. So why should it be yasa to move the nair? Just like on Yom Tov, you're allowed to move the nair around. If you want more nair in this room, here also it should be mutter to move the nair around. What's the yasa? Are you afraid maybe you go out? But the dover sheni maskavin? So why is it also? So tomorrow the yasa it is, yalom arovo. Hanach l'ner, let's leave over the Isser of Ner on Shabbos when it's burning.